Ask Kelly Young about rheumatoid arthritis, and she'll quickly de-emphasize the arthritis part.
Arthritis is one of the symptoms, but it's not the only symptom. It's a systemic disease.
Young founded the Rheumatoid Patient Foundation, the nonprofit behind the first Rheumatoid Awareness Day. The hope is to get people who are feeling RA symptoms to see a doctor now, and to get people with money to give some of it for RA research.
The levels of research funding federally in the United States for this disease are much lower per patient than they are for comparable diseases.
Young is one of an estimated 2 million people in the U.S. living with rheumatoid arthritis, most of them women. RA is a lifelong autoimmune disease that causes joint inflammation, but the reality is more complicated. Dr. Daniel Arkfeld is a rheumatologist at USC's Keck Medical Center.
Well, I think it's important to understand that rheumatoid arthritis comes from the blood, and it's a trafficking of immune factors in the blood that go to the joints. The disease doesn't start in the joints, it's really in the blood.
Which means it'll affect not only the joints, but also the heart, the lungs, the eyes, and other parts of the body.
That's what can give you the flu-like, the fatigue, the malaise that occurs with it. So it's very much a systemic inflammatory condition.
Dr. Arkfeld says there's been progress in treating RA with powerful biological agents, many with intense side effects, but there's still no cure. To understand just how profoundly crippling RA is, talk to someone who has it. Arlene Graw from Lakewood was diagnosed almost 5 years ago, rheumatoid arthritis, at 23.
I had no idea what that was. I was like, okay, you know, I know where arthritis is. Old people get that, you know.
But RA was excruciating, she says. Joint pain, joint swelling, skin nodules, at least 10 trips to the hospital just last year.
I can't remember ever being normal or painless or pain-free or no.
On top of that, Graw, the mother of two young girls, says her RA is often met with indifference. It bugs her when people say she looks fine.
It doesn't matter what I look like on the outside. Look at my lab work, you know. Look at me when I'm in the hospital. Like, they're not there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't go through what I go through, and they don't feel what I feel. And like I said, I'm not going to sit there and cry and complain, because then nobody's going to want to be around me.
Graw sure isn't alone. There's my mom, Norma Martinez. She's 47 and learned she had RA 2.5 years ago.
The swelling that I get in my hands is the least of my problems. You know, I look at that and it's like, yeah, right, whatever, you know. It's just pain. It's just continuous pain. When the medication is not working, every step feels like your ankle is sprained, like you're walking on a broken foot.
Before her diagnosis, my mom never sat still. Her job as a special education technician had her chasing kids across the schoolyard. That changed suddenly when her RA symptoms began. She wasn't feeling so good when we talked. Her latest medication, she's tried 7, hadn't kicked in. Last month, after a rough day at work, she wondered if she'd have to quit her job.
Your dad came home, and he saw that I was upset about something, you know, and he came and he's trying to talk to me, what's going on, and I just started crying. I mean, I just kind of started crying, and I said, is this what the rest of my life is going to be like? Am I supposed to live in constant pain for the rest of my life? Because I don't think it would be any fun, you know?
But my mom stays upbeat, like Kelly Young and Arlene Graw, who fight RA and work to raise awareness about it. Dr. Arkfeld, the USC rheumatologist, says he's optimistic that one day RA will be curable, or at least a better treated condition. Until then, my mom, and everyone with RA, takes it one day at a time. Jose Martinez, 89.3 KPCC.